Hello everyone, how are you all doing? I am so happy and I am so grateful to God for another opportunity and privilege to see another month of 2023. It's a privilege, it's an opportunity, and I am so grateful to God. This is the 11th month of this year, November, and you and I are still alive. You and I still in good, you know, health, sound mind. I mean, I'm so grateful to God, and I really hope you are as well. So this is me wishing you a happy new month, and I pray that we are going to experience more of God's blessings in this month and beyond, in Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty, a Christian podcast where faith, inspiration, and meaningful conversations come together. And I am your host, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And I especially want to say a very big thank you to you all that have been, you know, listening to every episode I drop each week. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for the follow. I so much appreciate you. May God bless you. And if this is your first time here, you're highly welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. So, today's message is a very important one. And I'd like to just start by sharing a story, a personal story. I remember when I was in school, somebody offended me. Really offended me. And it was not something, it wasn't a small offense. So I was so angry. I was so, you know, infuriated by that person's action towards me, and it really got me angry. And I concluded in my heart that I wasn't going to forgive that person. And at that time, I already gave my life to Christ. I already surrendered my life to Christ. I already said, okay, I want to serve God for the rest of my life. But I was still struggling with forgiving people, and especially this particular person. It was so annoying. I can't just begin to say that offense, but it was such an offense that really got me infuriated, and, you know, got me saying I wasn't going to forgive the person, never. And I remember I went to church on a Sunday, and the speaker was talking about forgiveness. It was preaching about forgiveness, and in my mind, I was just looking at that speaker with some kind of contempt within me, thinking, what's this person saying? Do you really know that there are some offenses? There are some, you know, offenses that you cannot forgive. So I was thinking that I don't want to agree with what the speaker was saying. It was so bad as that. I didn't want to agree with what the speaker was saying, because I thought there are some offenses there are some offenses that cannot be forgiven, such as, you know, the one that a person committed towards me. And I remember at the end of that service, a sister came to me, walked up to me, and I was this kind of person that even till now I'm still trying to work on it, still praying to God to help me. If something is bothering me, you can tell on my face, you can tell in my reactions to peep towards people. So my face on that Sunday was a frowning one. I was just frowning, which is one bad thing about me. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. I was frowning because I was still thinking about that thing that person did to me. And I was just standing under the tree, and a sister walked up to me and asked me what was wrong, of which I had to just tell the person, because it was my sister. So I had to just tell the person everything that happened, and this sister just tried to sit me down. You know, she sat me down and she was trying to make me understand why I really needed to forgive that person. And she turned to a Bible verse. She opened to that Bible verse where Jesus talked about forgiveness, and she read it, she analyzed it, she explained more. Even though I had already listened to what the speaker said on Sunday, she still had to, you know, make me understand why I really needed to forgive, and why it is important, because it's God's command. And when she was talking, I just remember immediately that I had read that verse of the Bible before. I had read that verse of the Bible before. It's not new to me. That verse of the Bible wasn't new to me. And everything she said that day just broke my heart. Like, it really broke me. I was so sober. Like, I really felt the message she was trying to pass across to me. And when I got to the hostel, I was just crying. I was crying because I had failed to obey what God instructed, to obey the word of God. I was crying because I had failed to, you know, act according to what I had read in the word of God, to do what the word of God had commanded us to do. And that was what really touched me. And I just prayed to God after crying that the Lord was going to help me to, the Lord was going to give me a forgiving spirit. And I remember the time when this person that offended me reached out to me. I was just trying to talk with me and all the stuff. Normal, before that time, I would talk rudely back at that person. I'll just, you know, get more infuriated. But this time I just felt that peace within me. And I just said it again that I've forgiven you. And I didn't tell him. I just said it to myself that I've forgiven this person. And I tried to just flow with it, with the person. I tried to talk with the person. We became friends along the line. We became friends, and I felt that peace within me, and I felt like, yes, I obeyed the word of God. And I kept telling God, I kept, you know, praying to God to give me that forgiving spirit, to keep giving me the forgiving spirit. And apart from that time, I had met a lot of people who disappointed me, who offended me, but God kept helping me to forgive them. So that's just one example I wanted to paint. And one time, I think recently, I was reading my Bible and I came across a verse that the Holy Spirit dropped on my mind to just share a message about, and that's what I want to say right now. It's in James chapter 1, verse 22. So I'm going to read down to 24. James said, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what it looks like." I hope you already catch the glimpse of what I'm about to say. So James here is reminding us that the Christian life that we should live, that we are meant to live, is not just about listening to God's word. It's not just about reading the word of God, but actively living it out. So it means that to study the word of God is not the only thing. It's very important to study the word of God, but as much as it is important to study the word of God, to know the word of God, it is much more important that we obey the word of God. We do what the word has, you know, commanded us to do. We do what we read in the word of God, and we do what we listen to, maybe in church, you know, concerning the word of God. I remember Pastor Paul Enenche said something that when you know something, knowing something just makes you intelligent, but actually doing it is what makes you wise. So it means when you just know the word of God, it's probably because you want to go out there and show off that you can quote, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, maybe. You know, some people are just like that. I used to be like that too. You know, I just want to know this Bible verse so that me too, when I get out there, I can quote some Bible verse so that people can know that, oh, I know the word. Oh, I read the word, which is not really what God wants from us. He wants us to know the word, of course, to be able to do what is written in that word of God. We read the word of God to know about God's character. We read the word of God to, you know how to live in this world, to be guided on what path we should tread on, right? And so we don't just read it because we want to know it alone, but because we want to do what it has commanded us to do. So as much as we keep saying it is important to study the word of God every day, we have to understand that studying alone is not the only thing we should do, but we should be very conscious about, we should be intentional about doing what we've read in the word of God. So each time you open your Bible to read the word of God, you know that you not only want to read it, but you want to do exactly what you will come across, what you will encounter in the word of God that you're about to read. So another key lesson from these verses is that our faith should be practical. Yes, our faith should be practical, and it should, you know, influence the way we live. It should influence the way we love and serve others. We don't just have to nod in agreement with the word of God. We don't just have to nod in agreement with God's word. We've got to allow it to transform our characters. We've got to allow it to influence our choices. So you know that whenever you want to do something, you're not just doing it because it's what pleases you, or it's what you just want to do, but you're doing it in accordance to the word of God. So when next you're choosing to do something, you're choosing it knowing fully well that the word of God is not contradicting your choices. So when you study the word of God, you've got to allow it to influence your choices. You've got to allow it to influence your thoughts, your character, to transform your character as well. So I was reading the Bible. I knew that forgiveness is something God had commanded, what Jesus commanded, what God commanded. But I failed to be the doer of that word when somebody offended me. And so it makes no sense studying the word of God and not doing it, and, you know, doing something contradicting what the word of God has said. It really does not make any sense. So we've got to come to that point where we study the word of God to be able to be a doer of the word. Being a doer of the word means that we are letting God's truth to shape our thoughts, to shape our words and our deeds. Yes. And hearing God's word is very important. Of course, it's important that we go to church to listen to the word of God. It's important that we study the word of God. But our faith becomes alive when we take actions based on what we've heard. Our faith becomes alive when we take actions based on what we've read, what we've heard about the word of God. So James' message here is the need for consistency and action in our faith. So it's not enough to, I want you to know that it's not enough to just listen or read the word of God. We must also act upon it. You must be very intentional about acting, about being the doer of the word of God. Constantly remember and apply the teachings and truths that you encounter in the word of God, and allow it to shape your character and actions. You've got to apply the teachings of God, the truth of God that you read in the word of God or that you hear in church, and you've got to allow it to shape your character and actions, just like I said earlier. Remember, our faith is not only demonstrated in what we say, but in how we live it, in how we live. Everything that Jesus commanded us to do, he did them. He did absolutely everything while he was on earth. Jesus said we should go about preaching his gospel, preaching the gospel of God. And the Bible recorded that Jesus went about preaching the gospel, right? Jesus said we should love our neighbors, we should love people. It is recorded in the Bible that Jesus went about loving people and doing good to people. Jesus said we should forgive. It is recorded how many times Jesus forgave and still prayed for his offenders. So everything that Jesus said we should do, he did everything. So it means that we can obey. We can do them. It's not something that we cannot do. It's not something that is more than what we can do. It's something we can do. So we have to be intentional about being the doer of the word of God and not just the hearer alone. So I challenge you today to be conscious of every word that you read in the Bible. I challenge you to be the doer of the word and to, you know, of course, study the word, listen to the word of God, but to continue to be the doer and be intentional about living out everything that the word instructs. I challenge you. That's my challenge for you, that you should be the doer of the word of God. Everything you come across in the word of God, be intentional about living it out. So when next you want to study the word of God, have it at the back of your mind and say it, that you are going to do according to everything you will come across in the word, according to everything that you will read in the word. When you are going to church, say it to God, pray that prayer, and you know, affirm it that yes, I am going to church today. Everything that's every word of God I hear today, that I listen to today, I will make sure that I live it out. I will make sure that I become the doer of everything I hear or I listen to. I won't just go to hear, I won't just go to listen and not act or upon it. I'll be the doer of the word of God and not just the hearer alone. So it's about intentionality. We've got to be intentional about it, and I pray that the Lord is going to grant us the grace to become the doer and not just the hearer of his word, in Jesus' name. So that's just my message for you, and of course it's God's message, not really my message. And I thank you so much for staying tuned. Thank you for listening till this very point. Thank you. I so much appreciate you for joining this episode. May God bless you in Jesus' name. And until next time, stay blessed.